So, Darren, how do you feel after that?
Performance, delighted with the performance. I think everybody's seen tonight what a dominant display West Bromwich Albion put in. I think we had 34 crosses, 23 attempts on goal. So I have to be pleased with the performance. I'm always happy with a performance like that, because with performances like that, you'll get results. For whatever reason, tonight, you've got to give Brentford credit. They got men behind the ball. They defended their box. They got bodies in the way. And then they pop up with an equaliser right sort of in the last minute of the game. So whatever, you might be disappointed losing a goal so late on after a dominant display, I'll have to let the display overshadow what it would be, because the performance was there, and I don't need to explain much, because I think everybody saw what a performance West Brom put in tonight.
But for all that dominance, you have only scored one goal, haven't you?
Yeah, and what we have been doing, we've shown from the start of the season with that many chances, we have been clinical in front of goal, but this is a beautiful game that we serve. It never goes right to prediction. And if I said tonight that we was going to create 23 chances, have 34 crosses in the box, you'd imagine the way West Brom have started this season, we'd have come away with 3 points. But that's football for you.
I mean, I really praised your game management the other night at Swansea. Could you have done better in that department in the closing stages tonight, though?
Such as, Rob? Such what do you mean, like game? Game management.
Well, in terms of stopping the cross start.
Sorry. My apologies. Yeah, listen. We could have got out to the ball. We could have stopped the cross. We could have picked up in the box. I've not seen the goal back. I'm only going by my naked eye as the game rolled and it ebbed and flowed. But when I look back and analyse it, then we'll have a look at the goal. But I think it's probably disappointing, because he's coming that fight in the final closing stages of the game. But whatever, obviously, you can see the goal. There's always things that you feel you can do better, and we'll look at that.
Good reaction from Harvey Barnes for his goal, wasn't it? The first one blocked with his right, but he scored with his left.
Yeah, I mean, again, Harvey scored another goal tonight, and I thought he had another dominant. I really did think that boys were dominant tonight. I really can't rub say much more than if there's only one thing I could have small critique, was putting the ball in the back of net. We could have had more. Having said that, we scored the goal, but obviously, it wasn't enough to get us the 3 points in the end.
A mouth-watering prospect now on Friday, obviously, with the Villa game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're all big games here in the Championship. Obviously, that one's, there's a little bit more icing on the cake, because it's two local teams contesting on Friday. So we look forward to the game on Friday.
Darren, just very briefly from me, a lot of people say Darren Moore was a defender, very good defender. Therefore, how frustrating is it for you as a former defender that you've only got one clean sheet this season?
Yeah, and I mean, I pick no bones. It's areas of the pitch and the game that we are working with, whatever we are, being potent up top. We have seen in recent weeks that we have tightened up a lot, but we need to tighten up further. So I think there's been a huge shift in terms of us, our work and discipline off the ball. But it's still areas of the game where we're looking to be even better, even in possession of the ball. We continue to work and we won't stop. And again, we try and plan and prepare of these next few games for the Villa game. And we plan and prepare again and keep working. There's always aspects of the game that you can improve. And that's in and out of possession right the way. As far as the season's ongoing, there's always areas we can improve.
Just a final thought from me. The way it is, you're full of goals, but the defensive record is perhaps what's holding you back just slightly from where perhaps you could be. You're in the pack, you're in a great position, but it's just slightly holding you back from where you should be.
I think you can look at the defensive record, but I just think that the main thing for us is creating chances. The hardest part of the game is creating chances, and we are doing that. That's the main thing, really, is creating chances. And whenever you're creating those kind of chances, you always feel that you'll score some more than you'll miss the chances. So we've got to keep that going and keep that moving forward. But also at the same time, you're trying to improve on that. I'm greedy, so I want to improve more goals. But also at the same time, shut the back door. And that's where we were working on in both aspects of the game to keep that going. So, as I said, there's always room to improve. We'll continue to improve and work. We'll look back and analyse that game and look at points where we can learn as a team, as a group of staff in terms of moving forward. But as I said, you know, when I look back on the game, I'm sitting here in my stomach feeling good about a good performance. It was a good performance tonight, and that's why it's important that we stay on those performances and keep going. And since we've come out from international break, we've seen good, solid performances. So long may that continue.